You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first minibar delivery order with code IHEART. Get minibar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
You guys, this week we watched with our people. I watched with Gus today.
You did?
Yes. Aww. It was the first episode of One Tree Hill my 13-year-old son has ever seen, and he had opinions. So as we cruise through this
I want to hear them all.
Kid had opinions.
Oh, I can't wait.
Joy, how does this episode play out? What do we got?
Okay, so look, it's a season 5, episode 3, My Way Home is Through You, which aired January 15th, 2008. Lucas had found the motivation to write again while also trying to turn the Tree Hill Ravens back into a respectable basketball team. That's like a heavy, you know, it's a lot on your plate there, Lucas.
Yeah.
Nathan goes to visit Dan in prison. And he's ready to step up for his family, literally.
He's walking. Brooke,
Brooke is working at turning Karen's Cafe into her new clothes over bros store. Love this storyline. And Peyton signs her first band. Yes. And mistakes Lindsay's nice gesture for something it's not.
I mean,
Haley, question mark? Haley tries to help a struggling student. Director David Jackson, writer John A. Norris. Go.
Oh, my God. Okay, so here's the deal. I saw some listener comments, and they really want us to focus on the episode. So, you guys, we're going to focus on the episode. Do you understand?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I felt scolded.
I feel personally attacked. I'm so sorry.
It's really intense.
I was like, guys, I thought we were talking about the episodes.
Well, also, though, I got to say, like, if we have guests, we want to hear from our guests. We're not just going to be like, hey, nice to see you, but don't talk to us. Just go line by line through the episode.
I want to talk about my tank top in this episode. It was great.
I want to talk about all your tank tops in this episode, actually. Yes. I literally wrote them down.
Oh, are you talking about the black and white one, the stripy one?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was obsessed with the necklace and all the chains. Obsessed.
Yeah, so good. So good.
Carol Cutshaw.
You look so pretty. It makes me uncomfortable. But seriously, before we move on to the tank tops, because once we go there, we're never coming back. I have a question for our listeners. When we have guests, like, do you guys want us to do two-part episodes?
That's the gist I'm getting.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm getting the gist. Because once I saw a couple people say it, I was like, oh, let's get a synopsis. Let's get like a round table from everyone. And it feels like people love the guests, but they don't want to lose us talking about the episode. So notes have been heard. We appreciate your listenership. We are going to try to make everybody happy, including ourselves. Because, girl, I love a tangent.
I agree. And you know what it makes me realize? Because when James came on, we were all just having such a good time that we kept him forever. I mean, you guys, we had him in the Zoom room for hours. And I was like, oh, maybe instead of, you know, with people who we don't have that much to catch up on, like we do with one of our core five, maybe when we have a guest, we should try to use that same method and like have the guest come on, have a guest catch up and chat and then do some Q&A with them and then do a strictly episode focused thing. Is that the way to do it?
But that means they're going to have to wait 2 weeks to hear the next episode of the TV show. So y'all in the comments, you just tell us what you want. We're listening.
We're giving you option A, two-parters with guests, or option B, when the guests come, we have a little less time to talk about the episode. You tell us what you like.
Sophia's breaking it down into a spreadsheet already.
Listen, I just need to know. I'm like, it's multiple choice with only two choices.
I want a pie chart with the data at the end of this.
Okay, perfect.
But seriously, we are here for you. We're here to serve you, friends.
Now I choose to refocus us on Hillary's tank tops.
Well, no, we have to start at the beginning of the episode because now, now my brain is all like, oh God, how do we make them happy? How do we do this? I love that as the fans say, we want the rewatch. We want the recap. Talk about everything. Lucas is giving the most extensive recap in the history of our show. In these first three episodes, we have a recap every single episode.
Yeah, and it always starts with, my name is Lucas Scott. Like, we're really going all the way back to the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
It really is kind of wild.
It had to be a studio note, right? Like explain to people why you're not still in high school or why you're skipping all this time.
You know what I bet it is first of all, it sets the stage on the time jump for any fans who, you know, maybe they've been busy. It's only the third episode of the season. They might tune in and go, where's college? What happened?
Yeah.
And I bet, to your point about a studio note, they were like, well, we see that there's new viewers and they don't know what happened. We can't expect them to go back. So give them a recap.
I was wondering that if maybe because it was starting at such a totally new place that just people were telling their friends like, oh, you don't have to go back and catch up on all the episodes. You could start right now because it's kind of all new.
You could just watch the first 3 minutes and know everything.
But here's what I want to know. If we're really starting fresh, why in an empty house are Lucas and Lindsay still living, A, in Lucas's high school bedroom, and B, why is his desk in there? There is a whole house where he could write.
Yeah, yeah,
and he's clickety-click-click-click-click-click And she's sleeping?
Gus, the first thing out of Gus's mouth is, that's a creepy place for him to have his desk. And I was like,
just staring at her sleeping?
Yeah, we were folding clothes together. And I guess I was like looking down, folding pants. And I look up and I'm like, you're not wrong, my guy.
Like, yeah, that would actually be really creepy if I'm looking at the end of my bed and there's a desk. And, you know, if you sit on the end of it, you're just staring into bed. Yeah, it's a little weird. Yeah, where is Karen? Do we know where Karen is?
She's in Australia.
She's in Australia. So
he's, but he's Europe. Kept his room instead of taking over. Yeah, it's kind of strange.
But there's a whole house. Even if, look, we're just post-college, right? Like, even if a young guy in his 20s is like, I don't want to have sex with my girlfriend in my mom's bed. Okay, fine, right. I get it.
Yeah, sure.
But why don't you have a desk in the living room by the window?
I don't know a single writer who writes at a desk. Every writer I know either writes at the kitchen table or the coffee table. Yeah. Or a Starbucks. Like, okay, nobody has a desk.
Was it a full desk? Because now I'm thinking, but or was it just that he had his laptop there and he didn't want to leave the room because he kind of wanted to be near Lindsay, but then didn't want to go to...
A full wooden, grown man, like, grandpa desk. Like, Joy, it's a grandpa desk.
It is? I love that you noticed that. And Gus, I didn't notice that at all. That's so funny.
Well, and the other thing that Gus noticed is he was like... He closed that laptop awful fast when she walked over there.
Uh-huh. I noticed that too.
Mm-hmm.
Not wrong.
Uh-huh. Not wrong.
Yeah, he's already being shifty. Or maybe he's just insecure.
And how about her vulnerability? Like, I'm so scared. Well, this is the other scene later, I guess. But if we're on that storyline, like, this is the storyline. But he is being a little shifty. I mean, he's so direct. And so I don't know how else you're supposed to answer a question like that. Should I be worried about us? That how else do you answer that question? Yeah, worry. No, nobody's going to say that.
I mean, just a little. Just worry a little.
Only 10% worried. I'm mostly okay. I'm having some feelings.
But it's the kiss on the forehead that got me. It was like, he's like, we're good. Everything's fine. I love you. And then it's just, instead of kissing her on the mouth, he kissed her on the forehead. It was just a little like, huh.
Yeah, I mean, code is that you have to, like, make fun of your exes a little bit in front of the person you're with so they know. You have to be like, with that bucktooth girl, please, come on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be, like, a dig unless, or it's not real. You got to dig or it's not real. Lucas should have said something like, Peyton, crybaby Peyton, come on. I don't want to be around that shit.
Well, so I wonder if that was a David Jackson note. Knowing, that's our director for our friends at home. Knowing that at the end of the episode, Lindsay had to be vulnerable with Lucas and say, look, I've been trying to play it cool. I'm really nervous because of these women from your past. I wonder if the director was like, as soon as she comes over, shut the laptop. Give her reasons to feel like you're hiding something from her.
Yeah.
Because if that was a directorial choice. It was a very good one.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing I want to do is open that laptop. As a chick, the fact that she didn't open it when he left the room, I was like, do it.
I was like, man, she's pretty secure.
She is. She's so confident. She's such a... Michaela is so great for this part because she really is so confident, so non-threatening in the way that her manner is. That, you know, she comes to your office with this bamboo and it's so sweet and sincere.
I mean, I don't know. I might disagree. I loved this storyline so much because I absolutely like bought Peyton's side of it. Like,
same.
I remember being giddy about having to do the whole recap with like, and then she said, I just want you to know I'm here. Like, I have like physical memory of saying it because she was peeing on her territory. You can't tell me otherwise.
Well, and what I love about watching the two of you play all of those scenes together is that you're both right. And then you're both saying, no, I'm totally taking the high road. But there are big feelings involved.
Oh, my God. Peyton wasn't looking for Lucas in this episode. She was about the work. She was about like, I'm here with my best friend. It'd be one thing if Peyton was like, oops, I'm here at the high school. You know, we'll get there. But I absolutely, I'm team Peyton on this one. There's no reason Lindsay should have brought her bamboo. There's no reason. It's Peyton Sawyer's hometown. If someone came to you in your own hometown and said, can I get you anything? And you're like, bitch, I grew up here. No, get out.
Oh, it seemed so sincere to me that she was genuinely like, I guess if I put myself in her shoes, it's like, yeah, you did. You ran this town. And so I'm not here to step on your toes. I want to make peace because we have to coexist. It's like a little bit Jolene.
In Peyton's mind, there's no reason to make peace because it's like, it's a chicken or the egg situation. Mm. You know what I mean? There's no reason to make peace because there's no conflict. Is Lindsay insinuating that there's conflict?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on here?
I'm loving this. Ah!
Guys, I loved it.
I am loving this. And by the way, what I love about it is watching you two debate the sides of this argument. I feel like Brooke being like, listen, I don't know what to say. I get it. But she also brought me a bamboo. So it is a speech that she's given to more than one person.
Yeah. But Peyton's right at the end. She's like, but you're also his ex-girlfriend. So.
It's my favorite little story. Like, you know,
Haley didn't get a bamboo.
Yeah.
Haley didn't get a teacher bamboo. That's it.
Nope, I didn't.
We solved the riddle.
By the way, you're right. But Haley and Lindsay have a friendship already. And
that's true.
So it's well done because you can see everybody's side. What I will say tracks for me, and I really felt it was being represented well in this moment. This is no secret to either of you, because we've been friends for 20 years. But my therapist a couple months ago was like, here's the thing. You have big feelings and you are a sensitive person, and it makes you a good friend and a very passionate advocate. And sometimes you bring big feelings before they are appropriate. Oh. And I'm like, yeah, you're not wrong, I guess. Because when I feel like I've bonded with someone, I'm like, now that I'm in for life. You get arrested, you call me. She's like, you have to bond with people for a long time before you can like volunteer to bail them out of jail, Sophia. And I'm like, do you? And yeah. That's kind of interesting, right? Is like Lindsay is bringing her big feelings and her big story and this whole thing to Peyton. And Peyton's like, I don't know you. So I'm suspicious. Like, it's too soon.
Yeah. Obviously, you've read Lucas's book. So you know I had a stalker. You know I don't trust new people. Like, don't bring me shit. I don't need your shit. I'm working.
I had a stalker.
It's so funny.
I don't need another one.
Yeah, ew.
God, I loved the way that wrapped up. Like when you came into the store, mm-hmm. I went, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Because I just knew I was going to pull out one of those plants.
I didn't know. It was great.
You did it?
Nah, I didn't know.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Gus guffawed. He loved it.
Oh.
That was the part where he was like, yeah, you are a bitch. Earned it.
Oh, I loved it.
But I liked Lindsay is just so easy to like work with. She's so easy to work with because she plays that straight man part so well. So you can be a little bit broader with your reaction. Like it was cool to be a little like mustache twirly because Payne never gets to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she's great. Great, great, great.
That was something that was so refreshing to me about this episode. And I have such sense memory of so many of the scenes that we shot in the store and on the deck of that house, all of it, because I had this nostalgia watching Brooke and Peyton in this friend journey, because Haley's struggling and Nathan's struggling. So many people are struggling and figuring it out. And to see these two girls owning their space like grownups, but getting giddy like little teenagers. It felt so fun. And in the arc of the episode, it was payoff that I needed. Like Lucas is writing a book and Lindsay's being really classy. And then you and Nathan are really in the depths of
being the grownups,
but on the way out. And then you've got these two girls figuring out their business and they're, you know, screaming and jumping up and down about getting to be roommates. I loved the way they gave us so many ups and downs through the episode.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library.
You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that, that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah,
we're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where
social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for mm-hmm. my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
You guys had boss moves this episode. So many boss right? moves. I loved it.
Well, we have to talk about career stuff because mm-hmm. yeah. when this episode airs, it's Teacher Appreciation Week. And Haley is our teacher. And so you going to the basketball court and mm-hmm. trying to fix this kid because you can't necessarily fix your husband is, you know, that's every teacher's, that's their mantra. It's like, if I can just save one. I can just save yeah. one of them. And most of them save many, many more than just one.
Yeah.
But happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Aww. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much from your tutor girl. Yeah. That was funny. Haley was in full soccer mom, 90s soccer mom mode with the travel coffee mug, like before mm-hmm. anybody was making cute coffee mugs. And, you know, the low heels and the khaki pants and just the Bob. It was all very, very 90s soccer mom. It was so fun. And yeah, I loved, Haley's storyline was minimal in this episode, aside from the little cameo by the Juicy Tube lip gloss when she was having lunch with Lindsay. Nothing much else was super interesting for Haley. Except the dinner at the end. That was great.
Yeah. You've said before that you felt like in some of the seasons, you were put there to be the person that was like, why are you doing this? So that other characters could, you know, spit out their exposition. But the stuff that you were doing this episode was important because you informed so much of like who Lindsay is, that she mm-hmm. has made an imprint in the community in Brooke and Peyton's absence, that yeah. she's a cool girl because you put yeah. her through the ringer. You know, you inform yeah. so much. And then you do the same thing again when you go to visit Peyton. And you're like, mm-hmm. okay, I see where this is going. Calm it down.
Yeah. You know? I was going to say, it actually felt so fully formed to me. So much of the episode for so many people felt like they were catching up. You know, there was a lot of learning that still needed to happen about certain characters. You know, partially because Peyton's trying to sign a band, partially because we're still getting to know Lindsay. But I didn't feel like you were absent in the episode in any way.
No,
I just felt like Haley was so grounded and like every scene was meaningful. Even the fact that, you know, she comes home and she's so tired that she just blurts out how she's really feeling to the new nanny. And then is like, yeah. ah, like it all just felt so honest.
Yeah.
And I think that that's possible because Haley's the one who has stayed there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think this is the beginning of us really seeing Haley start to hold everything together, which eventually takes its toll on her because you can't be the person who's just constantly holding everything together, holding space for everybody else, doing everything for everybody else without falling apart at some point. So one of the longest arcs on our show. So it's fun to kind of see the beginning of that here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was great. And I loved seeing, my brain's going in a million different directions because I don't know what to talk about next. But like, if we stay on the girls, yeah, mm-hmm. that was great for Haley. I loved being able to watch her try and help Quentin and, you know, how that storyline is going to develop. It was so fun. But the boss moves for me of watching Peyton go through this arc with the record label and watching Brooke walk in and be like, yep, I'm taking over the cafe. Yes, I'll take this house, please. it was just, they were such great moments of turning points where we're going to see the beginning of all these new trajectories of life start to take place. Mm-hmm. I loved this episode for that reason, actually.
It was, interesting to watch it with a 13-year-old because I liked it for all of the like, dun-da-da-da, our characters are grown-ups now and like we're doing cool stuff. But there were some lines that were some real doozies in here where Gus was like, wow, you guys had to say that.
Oh, which ones? Which ones? I didn't notice.
God, I couldn't even write them all down. Well, you know, we'll get to it. A lot of the mouth with his boss stuff.
What? Oh, yeah. What a weird storyline.
Gus had opinions. While we're making boss moves, mouth is doing some weird shit. That was so weird.
I was such a strange storyline out of the blue. It was just so, like, of all the things.
But you know what it is, because we've talked about it.
Well, yeah.
It's more of that personal ego of, I'm the coolest person here. I'm the best at my job. And you judge me because you don't think I'm hot. Like him giving a speech about like you and your hot friends and your hot body that you hide under your outfits and you go be hot.
What a line.
That's so weird.
I was like, I'm so sorry. This lovely actress who actually Lee has great chemistry with, by the way.
Yeah.
Like when they kissed, yeah. I was like, oh, dear. Oh. But they've taken this girl who's our age and they've styled her in older ladies, ill-fitting blazers, and they've put her hair in this like 1960s, like kind of inspired bouffanti, whatever it was, with like a big twisty overlap in the back. Like, it doesn't make any sense for like a young, successful producer at a news studio. And I think maybe they were trying to age her up because they hired her because she was a good actress and she was young and they didn't think she looked old enough to be his boss. But if you're going to have him give her this big speech about being this hot girl, let her be like a hot girl in her 20s. It was so confusing because I was like, this is not a person who's walking around this office presenting like, oh, I know this, and this about myself. She's like a buttoned up professional person who's just mean. And
that's why I didn't understand why why did he kiss her?
So Skills tells him this whole story about how I had this teacher who was being a to me, and the way I made her be quiet is that I grabbed her and I kissed her, and that's not all I did. And then she loved me. I mean, this is coming 3 episodes after our season 4 finale where we were like, stop touching us. And it's like, listen, sometimes you just got to kiss a woman and get her to shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they write in. You know what they really want when they tell you they hate you? They want you to kiss them. I'm like, no, that's not it. Actually,
we don't.
That's we never super it. Don't. If we want you to kiss us, we'll just kiss you. That's God, all.
Poor Lee Norris. Like, I know. Poor Lee Norris having to process all of this as a third party. He's a victim of this too.
But you know what I really commend about him? And we've talked about this too, right? It's Paul's mantra, like commit.
Commit, yeah.
When you're not the producer, when you don't get to control what's on the page, you have to go to work and do your job. And that can be really difficult. And Lee takes this, frankly, like shitty storyline for him and he commits. And when he's talking to her about how he feels and how he feels rejected, there is so much emotion in his eyes and his face is getting red. And it's like he doubled down on how to believe in the scene because he knew why it was icky. And so he had to make it true for himself as an actor. And as much as I hated it, I also loved watching him.
He made it interesting. He made that interesting.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel... I have a vague recollection of where this is going. And I think I hate it for Mouth because he's opening himself up to someone who's cruel to him and has been really demeaning to him. And that's not attractive. Like, don't kiss people who are that's not cool. Mouth should be kissing like the best, nicest girl and not this woman who keeps telling him. She literally says, I wrote the quote, you haven't earned it yet, which also felt like a very meta dig. Like, I know you think you're great. You all haven't earned it yet. I feel like he's going to feel bad about this relationship later. It's going to make him feel cheap.
Yeah. I don't remember where it goes. Oh, no. Now I have this terrible sense of foreboding and no clear recollection of what happens.
I don't think she's going to get nice.
I don't think so either.
But how much cooler would this part have been if it had been like, I don't know, a woman in her 40s? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're calling her a cougar and she's our age.
She's our age.
It really is so weird.
Yeah, she should have a couple kids' pictures on her desk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Also, at the beginning of the episode, we see Victoria just pissed. And it occurred to me after watching the Met Gala, she's got such Kris Jenner energy.
Yes.
It's all that I see. Like, I just see, like, Kris Jenner being like, and my darlings are taking over the world. I feel like there's an Instagram post of her that pops up all the time.
That's a good call.
You're right, because there's all those memes about how no matter what happens in that world, she'll make it into something that makes money.
Yeah.
Whether that's true or not, by the way, I have no opinion. Please don't come for me. I'm just talking about what the internet says. But it's interesting when you think about it in that lens, you're right. That sort of sharpness and that work is everything attitude that feels caricaturized. And Victoria says to Brooke, are you doing drugs? Because if you are, it's okay. I can spin it.
I love that.
That's hysterical. That is so the woman who has never been around for her daughter. She took off for every year, every summer, always living somewhere else, always traveling. Like, you can stay home, right? You're fine. How old are you? You're 13 now. You're good. Okay, I'll see you later. Great. Yeah, we'll spin all this around as soon as I mean, just always on to the next thing, always working. And I love the reveal and the fact that she is your mother and the fact that they thought somebody in the writer's room thought of that. Let's have the woman running Brooke's company with her be her mom, because who else? What a complicated relationship that would be. Can you imagine your mother who basically neglected and abandoned you, but she's so effing good at her job that you hire her to run your company? It's brilliant for TV. Yeah.
It's incredible. And the attitude in that scene, it was such a great mic drop. It was a perfect way to end the episode, because what does anyone say after that? And when she goes on her rant about how I've stupidly charged a house to the company, and she says, Brooke, and I go, mother.
Yes.
And there's just no air.
It was a little piano.
Mm-hmm. And I just love that Daphne picks up back to work. I'll see you on the plane, my dutiful daughter. And on the way out, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but she looks at you, Hillary, and she goes, nice to see you, Peyton.
I wrote that down. I wrote it down.
She says it in the weirdest way. And I it was such a genius thing for Daphne to do.
She hit that T, man. It was like, I am going to enunciate this name.
Goodbye, Peyton.
I would punch you if I could.
Oh, God. She hates Peyton so much.
She's so brilliant.
I love it.
Great actress.
And I love that in this sort of, we're grown up, but we're still kids and we're figuring out the intersection of these things, that immediately we're both children again. And Hillary, your
face. Oh my God, you looked like such a little girl in that moment. You were so like, what do I do? Like when Peyton says, what are you going to do? And you just kind of shrug your shoulders and you're like, it's like you don't even have the energy to rebel anymore. It's just like,
But you bought this house now. What are you going to do? You walked into a house and did it, what everyone dreams of doing.
Oh my God.
Said, that was so great.
I'll take it.
I'll take it and everything in it.
Please leave it an hour.
The cat.
That woman, I remember her. She was so funny. And her face, when she asks about the cat while she's holding him, I did a full spit take. It was great.
But like, what if Brooke had said, yes, I want your cat? Like, Gus was horrified that you might say yes. So I'm going to give up a cat.
It's incredible.
Like, don't take the cat.
Don't take the cat.
Epic, epic boss move. I love it.
The boss move is to take the cat and change its name. Be like, you are Dorothy now. I think it's cool that we've introduced that iconic quote from Karen's that has now carried over into Closeover Bros. And the framing of that shot with Brooke and Lucas and their arms crossed and the quote behind them is like my favorite shot of the show. That was so like, that's the show.
Yeah. I loved it. And I really, there's something really nice, you know, as much as she's trying to figure out her family relationship, it strikes me that this is one of the best points we've seen Brooke in with all of her friendships. Mm-hmm. You know, like we are so strong as these childhood best friends come back together. We're going to figure it out together. And Brooke and Lucas are in this great place where they're buds. Like, they're really buds. And there's such fun stuff for them coming down the line. You know, I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but, you know, there's like a major fake out scene coming in a couple of episodes this season. And there's just great stuff. And I don't know. I remembered watching the episode, how good all of these scenes felt. I really enjoyed these storylines. They felt nice as an actor.
Yeah.
Joy, you had to do some sad stuff in this episode, but all my shit was fun. And I do have that like kind of static electricity feeling, that sense memory.
I loved
of,
your
like,
stuff.
That, yeah, I remember filming it. I remember enjoying it. And yes. David Jackson is a director that I got to work with again on White Collar. And he's just a stand-up dude. And, you know, we were lucky to have him.
Yeah, he did such a good job with us. And it is really nice. You know, Joy, you said it, watching Peyton be so happy. Like seeing you happy and empowered and hungry for work.
Taking charge of it.
Yeah, I love seeing you laugh and smile and look at these dudes and be like, I'm the one. Take it or leave it.
I got two things they don't have, me and an interest in you. Like that was and I'm going to put that in my repertoire.
It was a good one.
Kevin Federline, can we talk about Kevin for a second?
He was lovely.
You guys, I was not into the idea of Kevin Federline being stunt cast as the lead singer of this band because I'd interviewed Britney Spears at MTV and she was like a sweet chick and she had fallen on some like really difficult times. And now people are finally addressing that tabloid media storm that surrounded her. But I was always really grossed out by it because she was never a malicious or mean person. And I just didn't like how all that played out. And so I was confused how to feel about Kevin. And he showed up and that man worked so hard. He was so insecure about like, how do I deliver these lines? He took direction. He really tried and he was so nice to everybody.
Yeah, super professional, really eager, didn't come in cocky, which is funny because he was playing such a cocky character.
Yeah.
You know what shocked me? Because I remember all that stuff, the chatter of, well, what's going on? And this seems weird. And is this somebody kind of bullying Britney Spears in a way? Like, we were all nervous, but I didn't work with him. So I remember just asking you, like, what's the deal? What's the vibe? Is he nice? Is he rude? Like, are we anti? Like, what's the, you know?
What are we? It's basically the conversation we had about Lindsay in Clothes Over Bros. We had about Kevin Federline. What are we? What side are
what
we
What are
on?
We? You tell me. I don't know the details. And I was laughing watching the episode because I remember everybody saying, no, he's great. He's working really hard. He's really polite to the whole crew and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's nice. Cool. I had no idea that his character's band was like a rock band at all.
Gus goes, was that music cool at that time? And I was like, yeah, dude, it was. Yeah, no, they had a couple different like bands that he would, they were like, well, what can we get that like sounds like him?
Interesting.
And I think that was part of why he was so deferential because he was even like, why'd you cast me?
Yeah.
I ended up going out with him in Wilmington, like a whole bunch of people after work went out. And there was this really surreal moment where he ordered trays of shots for the entire crew. And so I'm sitting there with Kevin Federline taking like tequila shots. And you know, when you're in those moments of absurdity and you know you're in it and you're like, I'm going to remember this forever.
Yeah.
I've never referenced it again, but
like, this is not normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing shots with our entire crew with Kevin Federline was a weird one.
Aww.
He was very sweet.
He was great.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the appearance of the stripy tank top for Peyton was in that. Mm. Series
it was so good. Lived.
But I was thinking like, am I wrong? But I feel like generally Peyton has been like, things happen to her and then she has to deal with it. That seems to be like a lot of what's going on. So maybe that's why it felt so exciting and refreshing to see Peyton really taking the reins and making decisions for herself and sticking up for herself and going out and being like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell this and I'm going to believe in myself and believe in this dream, because I didn't just leave LA for nothing to come back here and be too scared and, you know, kind of pussyfoot around it and then just like fail. I'm really going to go for it. And I loved watching her just jump in with both feet. It was so cool.
There's a nice feeling like when you come back to your hometown and you've already dealt with something harder. Like I remember going to New York City and being so scared, like so scared. And I had so many people tell me like, oh, you'll go for 6 months and then you'll transfer back to a school in Virginia. Like you'll go, but you'll come back. And then like being able to come home and be like, no, I know what I'm doing now. Like I did the thing and I can keep doing it. I like the feeling that Peyton's like, I went and I did the thing and I can keep doing it. And now I can include the people that I love. Like I can invite my friends over to my office. I can consult with them about what's cool. That's the gift of being able to go away from your hometown and bring something back to it. So I'm excited about the development of Red Bedroom Records. Gus, this is the Gus episode. He really liked The Office and he was like, oh my God, the records on the wall. Did you place those? And I was like, as a matter of fact, buddy, I did. Because our art department just pulled all the records from Peyton's old bedroom. And I just sat there one day with them and we pulled the ones that we thought were like cool, the ones I liked. And those are the ones that we put in the background. And they were really cool. It made it feel like a real space that was mine.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. All right, you guys know that I have been wearing Skims for a while now. I've bragged about it. Just recently, I tried another one of their t-shirts. Now, it's the best fitting t-shirt I have ever worn. And that's because Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I get dressed every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning because the second I leave the house to take the kids to school, I'm in meetings, I'm doing Zooms, I'm driving all over the town, I'm going to Home Depot to get stuff for my yard. You know, like I'm constantly on the go. And so I want to be comfortable, but I also don't want to look like a bum. And these t-shirts are the perfect fix, you guys. They look great, they fit great, and they feel great. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs, you know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now you can shop by price, like $25 and under or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. We need to talk about the Scott family, Dan, Nathan.
Yeah.
Weird prison.
Nanny Carrie.
Keeping it from Haley. Ooh. I mean, the most touching part of the episode for me was when Haley sits down and says, I missed you. Because that's a really hard thing to admit to someone that you live in the same house with.
Yeah. Mm.
That hit me.
Yeah.
I don't think I understood that at the time. That's a mature thing you understand when you're older and you've been through some hard times. I think when I was, what were we, like 24? To me, it was like, oh, yeah, I miss those sad. But yeah, it was a profound thing to say. You're right.
Are you regretting hiring Nanny Carrie? Are you feeling, is Haley feeling weird about it yet?
You know what's amazing? Like, I'm watching this and she is crossing all kinds of boundaries already. Like, they're making it seem like she's cute and sweet and nice. But I'm like, the way that she talks to Nathan, even just like passing by his bedroom and having a conversation, is just so inappropriate. Well, you know, while he's stretching on the floor and then asking about I'm empathetic. I'm here. I'm an open book, a listening ear. But that's not what you're here for. You're here to watch the kid. Why are you talking to me about how do I feel being a state hometown hero? All these things, it just feels like, it just felt so inappropriate. But it was done in a really subtle way that I guess that's kind of how it works when somebody's pushing your boundaries. You're kind of like, are you trespassing or is this, you're just being nice. I think you're just being nice, right? That's okay. Right? I mean, I'm a little uncomfortable, but it's just me. You're fine. It's fine, right?
It's a thing in the episode. It's the same as Peyton and Lindsay trying to figure each other out. But it's in this other arena. And I think it's really interesting, right?
She's an employee. It's totally inappropriate.
Well, sure. But just like you've got Peyton going, she's being weird. And then you've got Nathan kind of looking at Nanny Carrie like, what are you doing here? Why are you talking to me?
Yeah, but right.
She just keeps being nice.
Which he should be.
And exactly. But then you've got this, just as you're saying, you have this, is it or isn't it? Is she just nice and a little clueless? Or am I weirded out by this for a reason?
Yeah.
Has she done anything wrong? No, but I have a feeling. I don't know. It's smart.
So icky.
When she said, oh, you beat us in high school and I cried for a week. That was a line where I was like, this chick ain't level. She didn't cry for a week. That's a weird thing to say.
You know what did it for me was her walking in and asking him how he was doing and being like, well, you know, I used to be a personal trainer. I was like,
nope, nope, nope.
You're dropping hints?
No. Boundary crossing.
And listen, I understand that it was really important for Nathan to see how important to Jamie he is. But I also was like, wow, you promised the kid you wouldn't tell.
That's what Gus said.
And then as soon as he was sleeping, you told.
It's her first day.
Yeah, like you betrayed his trust.
Yeah, and then Haley at the car and rough day. I mean, I guess it's like, it's nice. Okay, thank you for being empathetic. And then Haley just kind of like let it all out. But nah, I don't know. It stinks to me.
It's well done.
Hey, Lindsay didn't give Nanny Carrie any lucky bamboo. It was her first day on the job, too. All I'm saying.
You're gonna die with this. This is the hill you're dying on.
I'm dying on that hill, man.
I'm here for it. But I really want to know, do you guys think that because we know where the Nanny Carrie storyline goes, we're pulling at all the threads now?
Girl.
No, I was really trying to watch it from a perspective of like just clean, yeah, clear.
I'm curious.
Like, I'm a new viewer. I have no idea who this person is. Yes. And it's still, I was like, okay, I get for the sake of TV drama, sometimes they will lean into someone being a little bit more, I don't know what the word is. I'm not going to say boundary crossing, but just a little bit more overt.
Inappropriate.
Everybody walks in our front doors. Like nobody locks their doors. Nobody closes their doors.
Right.
Exactly. But it's still just, it's smacked of something gross to me. It just felt like.
Why didn't Nathan have his door closed?
Well, because there's a professional in the house and a professional should just walk down the hallway, maybe even wave if you happen to catch the person's eye, mm-hmm. and then just like keep going. That's not time to stop and have a conversation when the man that is living in the home that you're working in his bedroom stretching on the floor. That's mm-hmm. not the time to have a conversation. Yeah. That's weird.
If anything, it's hey, you need anything? Like a little yes. bit of a, sorry.
Yeah. Oops. Ah, sorry.
Didn't mean to interrupt. Can I get you something? No. Okay. Bye.
Yeah.
I love that Brooke and Peyton are like, abort, abort.
Good girl, what are you doing?
You totally warned her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Haley should have asked way more questions of this chick. Like, so who's your boyfriend? You don't have a boyfriend. Bye.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Haley's always been rely on her instinct and character judgment. And she passes judgment on people pretty quickly. I think she makes quick character decisions about people. She did it with Rachel. Mm. She did it with Nathan, even though she turned out to be a little wrong about Nathan. But she's very quick to trust her instinct on those things. And you're not always going to be right, you know?
Well, you would think with her history with someone like Rachel, where it was like, the hot chick mm-hmm. is throwing herself at my husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does she just think that Nathan's so down and out right now, there's just no way anyone would be attracted to him?
No, mm-hmm. I guess it's just that she's like, I mean, when Tori came in, that Carrie's wearing like sweats and her hair's in a ponytail and there's no makeup. Mm-hmm. And it's just really like the whole expression on her face is so sweet and innocent and young. And there's nothing about her that feels like there's guile or malice or any sort of false intent.
Well, and they played it well because she shows up in a moment of heightened stress and desperation for Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is bad.
And
Haley and Nathan are fighting. And then they realize their little boy is not in the backyard. And in waltz is this woman with him and says, it's okay. I'm a nanny. I know how it goes. And it plants the seed in a moment where it's like, oh, you just helped us. Oh, maybe you could save us. Oh, I do need help. And you say that to her. In that scene, like, who am I kidding? I need help here. And I think, I don't think if everything had been great, you might have just hired some girl off the street to nanny your child.
Right. Yeah, it's not like the process you would go through where you get resumes and you do interviews with multiple people. And it's just dire circumstances. I'm teaching. My husband can't move around. My kid is neglected. Not neglected, but my kid is not getting the attention that I want him to have. He needs a buddy.
Yeah.
My favorite line about your teaching was when Haley comes to meet Lucas for lunch and she says she can't hang out in the teacher's lounge because they're all still acting like my teacher.
That was mine too.
God, I love it.
Can you imagine that? How weird would that be to go back to the high school where you taught at and now, I mean, where you went to high school and then now try and teach and then hang out with all the teachers like equals? That would be really hard.
Yeah. I can't. I've gone back to my high school so many times and hung out in the teacher's lounge. And most of my teachers are retired now. But when I first started going back, obviously, they were all still there. Yeah. And they like want you to call them by their first name. Like my teachers all did the opposite. They were like, let's go drinking, you know, like, and that was so weird for me because I was like, no, I need you to be an authority figure. Like, I need you to be someone I can rely on. I've got enough drinking
You're like,
buddies.
I'm here for comfort.
Please hold me. I'm so scared.
Stop shifting the paradigm.
Yeah. Teachers are fun, man. You want to talk about people who know how to get in trouble. Teachers, throw down.
Yeah. I got to say, I loved Haley being in Lucas's office. It just, again, it tells a story so simply. And then you talking about that, which was truly my favorite thing, made me, as a viewer, yearn to see the teacher's lounge.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Yes.
Show us.
Do we ever even have, I honestly don't remember if we ever even go into the teacher's lounge.
No. We never did because it's not a set that we built.
I wish they would have shown it to us. I wish they would have shown like Haley walking in to get coffee and be like, good morning, Pearl. And have Pearl turn around and be like, it's Miss Walker. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It makes me uncomfortable when you call me by my first name, Haley. Yes. It would have been so good. And you know what it makes me realize? Listen, it's part of it, right? Like we didn't build a teacher's lounge because it's expensive to build sets and where would we have put it? But when you get to see outside of the world, like there's that moment when Lucas and Skills see the boys practicing their free throws and they're so happy that it's happening, that their coaching is working. And there's one shot over their shoulders that doesn't go into the gym or into the hall, you know, the back wall of the hallway. It looks down the hallway. And that's at the actual school because we were in the actual gym. And you see this huge hallway that leads up to the gymnasium. And it was just like 5 seconds on camera. But seeing something else made me feel really grounded on a campus. Because it wasn't just the same two hallways and the same classroom and Whitey's office. It was a bigger universe. And that's my soapbox about wanting a teacher's lounge.
Good job, coach. You too, coach. Oh, I love those boys together.
It was so sweet.
How do we feel about Dan being in prison?
Yeah, guys, the least secure prison in the history of prisons.
In the history of prisons.
You go out the in the yard gate?
It had a chain link fence with one little
thing of barbed wire.
That was ridiculous.
Where did we film that?
Probably at a school. It was probably the yard at a school, and they would just take some barbed wire and put it on the fence.
God.
Real quick.
It was hilarious that they allowed Nathan to come in on crutches. Like,
weapons.
Would not let crutches into a prison?
No.
Loved it. Or a spontaneous drop by.
Yeah. Popping by.
An unscheduled visit.
It did feel great to see Dan behind bars. I have to say, not behind bars, but, you know, locked in. It felt great to see him in prison. It felt like very fitting. It's a good place to start for him. Paul looks great too. He's like fit and healthy. And
it's the best he's ever looked.
I know. He looks like he's running plenty of business in prison. Like he's doing just fine.
He's selling cell phones. You know what I mean? Like he's got a job.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see Nathan finally going to see him, having a conversation with him. Mm-hmm. That must have been really hard for him for 4 years to just cut his dad off after all that time of the back and forth that we just watched for the first 4 years of will they or won't they? Is he going to stick around? Is he going to trust his dad? Is he trustworthy? And he keeps giving him chances and he keeps getting screwed over and it was a lot of up and down. And so it was interesting. I just thought it was interesting to see him go talk to Dan and say it's closure, but it didn't feel like it. It felt like it was an opening of a door rather than a closure.
Especially because he leaves the picture of Jamie.
Yeah.
But part of me, it's interesting that you say that. When that happened, I was like, did Nanny Carrie do that? Because she drove him to the prison?
Oh.
I don't know, but it did make me feel suspicious. And I thought, is Nathan just doing something kind for Dan, or is it not Nathan doing that?
That's weird. That's interesting.
Our characters are very young. They're in their early 20s, so they do immature stuff. But the immaturity of I'm going to come to see you just to tell you I'm never going to see you again. Kind of, I don't know.
Really far out of the way, especially when you're not walking well.
Yeah.
You know how it tracked for me was because Nathan had the wake up call to how much Jamie loves him and still sees him as this hero. I took it more as he really wants to break the cycle of fatherhood that he knows. Because he says to Dan, I've carried you with me every day for the last 4 years. You made me this way. And I'm done. I'm leaving it behind. I'm not going to carry you anymore. And to me, it felt like he needed to go and say, I'm not going to be the kind of dad that turned me into this guy. I'm going to go learn to be a new guy, a new dad. And then he says to Haley, this is the beginning of the way it's going to be from now on.
Baby, we got to talk about that part.
Oh.
The no beard, long hair.
Mm.
I know. Sophia wanted to talk about feelings.
I thought you were going to talk about romance.
Okay. He looks like someone and I cannot put my finger on it with the long hair, no beard. And it's killing me.
He reminds me of Taylor Kitsch on Friday Night Lights with his shaggy hair.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's like that same kind of energy.
It's slightly disproportionate. It's like either we need the beard and the hair, or we need to shorten the hair just a little. Even it could still be shaggy and messy, but I need it like a little closer to the.
Like, why didn't he pull it into a ponytail or something cute, like a top knot?
Hillary, you know ponytails aren't allowed on One Tree Hill.
That's right.
JoJo could have been out there with her flat iron, just fixing it, making it cute. Joy, what do you remember about shooting that stuff? Because you guys had to have like these blow ups, you know, and your storyline is significantly more adult than all the rest of ours. And so were you into it?
Yeah, I think I was. I think I was because I was in a very serious place in my life personally where I was struggling a lot. So it was, I think it just kind of fit. It was an easy fit for me to, all those emotions were right at the top of the surface for me. So it was easy. And I thought it was fun. It was nice to do something different than just being in love all the time, which is really what Nathan and Haley had done. You know, it was like this, the young high school drama and stress of, it was more playful stress and stress that we kind of knew it was always going to work out.
Finding porn on his computer.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, feeling separated and wanting to be close to each other. But it kind of hit close to home for me on that one. So I was, it felt good to go to work. And James was always such a great partner, such a great scene partner and fun to banter with. And then you throw Jackson in the mix. And so it was like we were having these jovial days on set when the cameras were off, and then as soon as they started rolling, we all had to be very serious. It was fun.
I mean, James, when he's talking to Jamie and is like, finally, like, you trying to shoot some of these hoops? Watching Jackson, like, try not to get excited, but like, being so goddamn excited, was pretty cute, man.
Yeah. He's sweet, so sweet.
But playing basketball by the pool, guys, don't do that with your kids.
No, it's so dumb.
I know that did give me a little bit of anxiety, but I liked, again, David Jackson, great choice. I liked that he had Jamie and Nathan down on the patio level and he kept Haley up at the door because we got to watch you watch your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all going to be okay.
Yeah, it really clarified that there was this tableau happening and that she needed to take it in the same way we as an audience were taking it in. And it was really, it was just such a simple choice of staging, but it communicated a lot. I really, really liked that.
Do you think Haley buys it? Like, do you think Haley is like, okay, everything's better now? Or do you think she's going to be a slow burn?
I don't think she buys it immediately. I think she really appreciates it and senses that he's sincere. But that's kind of the thing about Nathan, too, is that he's not the kind of person that says he's going to do something and then doesn't do it. So I think she senses the authenticity of what he's saying and is looking forward to that process. But yeah, I think you also are probably, she's probably shell-shocked a little once you go through something like that. It's really hard when you see somebody continually go through a pattern of not believing in themselves and struggle and struggle and just not being able to get the strength to move forward and step out and do something new. I'm sure she felt a little nervous that it wasn't going to really last. But it's the biggest stride he's made in like a year.
Well, for sure. I mean, the audience gets to see him visit Dan. The audience gets to know, like, oh, he did a big thing today. Yeah. And Haley just comes home and there's like a casserole. She doesn't know like the bigness of the day.
Yeah. But I don't know. I felt it. And maybe it's subconsciously because I saw him, we saw him go to prison and we saw him jump out of the pool in the last episode with his arms up like Rocky and, you know, maybe. But I think it's real when you live with the subtleties of someone who is struggling every day and you get used to that. When you see them cleaned up and feeling good and in a good place, it means a lot. You recognize it.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's thrivecosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs, you know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now, you can shop by price, like $25 and under, or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach floral printed leather Cassie crossbody bag, Le Creuset shallot Dutch oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
You guys, I am spread so thin and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely. Because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot,
yeah.
Wherever you are. That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids mm-hmm. love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
I can't wait to see the Nathan recovery. What do we think our honorable mention is for this episode?
I mean, other than Paul's goatee?
Oof. Yes.
Or Haley's Juicy Tube lip gloss.
I was going to say Haley's dining room because there, Gus was like, that dining room is bullshit. There's no toys. Like, there's no way that child sat there
yeah.
waiting for his mother to come home and there's not like Legos or just
yeah.
shit everywhere.
Yeah, I know. That's funny.
The cleanest dining room in Tree Hill. Yeah. Good for whoever cleaned that up. Maybe that's Nanny Carrie. Maybe she is magical.
Magical and just a little bit nuts.
It's hand in hand.
I have one more honorable mention, and it's when Haley gives Quentin the full download on the River Court. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how happy I felt that you rattled off a bunch of education statistics to him. I was like, this is it. You use math and truth about society to illustrate points to people to make them more invested in themselves and in the world around them. I feel so validated right now.
Data.
I was so, it just, guys, it made me really happy. And thanks for loving me because shit like that makes me happy.
And then he just turns it into crude shit.
I know.
Yep.
Seeing him laugh in the first couple episodes was like, oh, he's mm-hmm. like a good looking kid. You know, what a charmer. And now it just feels really sad.
Yeah. Yeah. So much insecurity and posturing. Mm-hmm.
And you can see it. Robbie does such a good job. You can see that what Haley says gets to Quentin and then he yeah. just covers it. He just masks it and does the thing he knows how to do best. And It's a really subtle performance, but so, so good. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Should we spin a wheel?
I want to spin. What do we got? All right. This week we have most likely to.
Oh, well, duh.
Duh. This yeah, is a big duh.
Huge duh.
Most likely to have the best music playlist. Got Peyton Zoyer.
Peyton.
Obviously.
My son has never really thought I was cool, but he thought I was cool tonight watching this
yeah.
episode. And
I, like
I can't wait to force feed him all of my 6 seasons of the show just to enforce it. But who know who in real life has the best
you.
Playlist?
Still you.
I don't know. I wouldn't. No, I don't know about that. I'm trying to think.
I just feel like you. I mean, you made your. Yeah. The first part of your career was on music and you were interviewing, I mean, I guess musicians and actors and whoever, but like you yeah. still had so, you were at MTV, you had so much invested in history and music.
I didn't have great music on TRL all the time, by the way.
Fair enough, fair enough.
No. There were some real stinkers. I will say that like Daniil's down in Austin where that music scene, I'm envious of that music scene.
Yeah.
I would like to be around that. She always has good bands.
Yeah. But that's who fun. Else?
Who's in a band from our cast? Well, like Tyler. Duh.
Tyler. Oh, yeah. Tyler probably has the best playlist, I'm sure.
Tyler and Kate Vogel, like the people who actually hang out with musicians. I'm hanging out with soccer moms, man. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see what happens in the next one. This was a nice lead in to what the next adventures are going to be for all of our five favorite characters.
Next week, season 5, episode 4. It's all right, Ma. I'm only bleeding.
Great.
Hillary, I think you should say goodbye to Mrs. Davis again. I died.
Bye, Mrs. Davis. Good seeing you.
It's a perfect way to end an episode.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens. Drama queens.
Friends, it is the season of Cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the 4th leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.